The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. Tonight, I'm actually doing this a little bit of a solo episode. I'm actually doing a review on an indie film that's part of the Indie Shorts Film Festival out in Holly Shorts Film Festival. This movie is called Little Bear. This is an indie project, like I mentioned before. This thing only clocks in at, believe it or not, actually at like 27 minutes long, which is actually perfect runtime for a short film, but it's directed by Nicholas Birkenstock. And I have to say, this film is very entertaining. You don't know what to expect. You're thinking it's going to go one way, and it goes to the complete opposite realm of what you're thinking. And, you know, I think that this is actually a really good indie short film that's going to be nominated for an Academy Award nomination. And as a matter of fact, even the other film I reviewed the other night is part of the Indie Shorts Film Festival as well. But let me give you a little bit of a synopsis about what this plot is, what this movie is about. It's about this girl named Little Bear. She's a sleepwalker and she tends to run away at night. Her mother is trying to cure her, but Little Bear doesn't want to. She wants to understand where does she sleep, where her sleep takes her. Doesn't she want to run away from herself? So that's a little bit of the synopsis. But when this film actually opens up, it opens up to a lunar eclipse with her physics class. And the physics teacher's going into the whole entire realm of what the eclipse is. Also, too, it's also the red moon solar eclipse as well. So there's that. And I like the whole entire science behind the eclipse and stuff like that because I'm a huge science nerd when it comes down to that. Then you see how it's actually showing the students. And you don't actually see Little Bear right off the bat. You wind up seeing the camera angle and pan angle over to where the classmates are and everything. And that's when, of course, you wind up seeing Little Bear. And she's being held by her boyfriend and stuff like that. She winds up whispering something to her boyfriend. She starts going in between all her other classmates and everything. And she winds up finding her best friend. And then after that, she wakes up early in the morning. And she doesn't know what's going on because she wakes up. She winds up raising the sheets over under her. And she winds up seeing cuts. She sees bruises. There's also two dirt on her legs and knees and stuff like that. At first, I'm like, did something happen last night where maybe she got attacked? What's going on with this? I didn't read the synopsis going into it. I just went into it blindly. I also didn't watch a trailer for this. So my mind was just going a whole bunch of different angles here where I'm like, did she fall asleep? Did she wind up falling? What's the deal with the bruises on her? And then finally she goes on ahead. She goes into the doctor's office. Also too, her mother also sees the bruises and everything because when she wakes up, she winds up going down to the kitchen area and then she winds up finding mud all over the kitchen and things like that. And then the mother is wondering what's going on with her daughter. So then she winds up, then of course, Little Bear winds up taking a shower. Then after that, it cuts right into the doctor's office, like I mentioned. And what happens is this. The doctor is very concerned for her. He winds up asking her, are you stressed out? Is there anything going on? Did you have any past trauma or anything like that? And the mother's like, no, she's fine. And then also, too, are you stressed out with school? She said, no, I'm on top of my class. But my dad did wind up passing away with an aneurysm. And so that's probably what triggered the sleepwalking apnea and stuff like that, too. And so the doctor's like, so what else happened? So then she winds up telling him, hey, look, I found my dad in the garage. He died. And so that's a lot to take in. That's a lot to take in within the first 5, 10 minutes of this film, is the fact that she's been through some trauma herself. She's sleepwalking and she doesn't know where she's going or anything like that. So anyways, her and her best friend winds up going out to eat, and basically they run into the ex-boyfriend who happens to work there. That's an awkward situation if you haven't, if you've actually been with somebody and then you wind up finding out that person worked there. That's an awkward situation. Well, anyways, they wind up getting a bite to eat, and then that's when her best friend tells her, "Hey, look, I'm concerned for you. What I'm gonna do is, I think that we should go on ahead and find out where you're walking to, because there has to be a reason why you're sleepwalking. There's a reason why this is happening." And my mind is going all over the place as well. I'm like, this has anything to do with the eclipse? Does this have anything to do with the blood moon? Is this anything to do with that? And then you wind up finding out from the psychological standpoint and everything, this is just her going through the motions, probably of losing her dad and finding her dad with an aneurysm and stuff like that, and having to take that in with her mental state and things like that. So that's a lot to actually take in. And so, anyways, her friend is wondering, okay, where is she going? I care about her. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get her a helmet and strap on a webcam to see where she's going, so that way she can watch back and play back and see where she's going. So in the night, this is what winds up happening. She winds up waking up, of course. She sleepwalks. You don't know where she's going. You're going along with the ride with her. And that's what I like. I like the camera angle of the fact that it's first person view. It's her going on this whole entire deal where you don't even know where it's gonna go on or anything like that. It's like you're with her walking and you're wondering, hey, look, little bit, where are we going? Where are we going on this journey that you're taking us on? And that's the questions I raised whenever I was watching this. I was like, where's this journey gonna be going? And then come to find out, she winds up playing it back the next day, and even her friend's like, wait. You're crossing railroad tracks. You're in your na in the neighborhood. You're in a very dangerous neighborhood at that, and you're crossing railroad tracks. Why are you doing this? And also, too, I want to mention this. Her mother also puts a bell around her ankle to allow her to know when Little Bear's actually sneaking out. She's also supposed to be doing some medication and stuff like that. She's not taking her medication or anything like that because she wants to find out where she's going. But I like that whole entire aspect of the fact the camera actually feels like the character and you're with the character rather than you're just viewing it for yourself. And that's something that I really enjoyed about this. So as this is actually being played out and stuff like that, so what winds up happening is this. They wind up finding out that what winds up happening is they wind up finding out that she's been taking the same route every single time that you turned around. So basically, what she does is she does this. She winds up going in, and they wind up her and her friend decides that they're going to do this. They're going to tie a rope around them, so whenever Little Bear does wake up, he'll be with her along for the ride. So I like that whole entire thing. It's about a best friend that's trying to care for his friend and also trying to be there for his best friend as well. So I thought that was really cool. And then we get into the where she's going. And she's walking the railroad tracks, same path, same everything. And then you wind up seeing this yellow light. And as a matter of fact, this is actually the same yellow light that she sees in the first couple of times that she winds up sleepwalking. So you're wondering where's that going or anything like that, because it doesn't really show you. Even Little Bear's wondering, what's this yellow light? What does this yellow light mean? And then you wind up finding out that this yellow light is actually her father illuminating light, and everything, to where he could see Little Bear. And they have a moment where they're embracing each other, they're hugging, and he also whispers something to her. And that's pretty much the movie as far as that goes. But the things that I can say that I really enjoyed about this, you are going to be questioning where Little Bear's going. The camera work, when she goes into the first person view of the camera and everything, you feel like that you're there for the ride. That's another positive that I have about this film. Then you also have the caring friend, the one that is wondering where she's going through this whole entire journey, and also to trying to be there for her and support her. And so I like that aspect to it, because you actually have characters that you care about. Also, too, another thing I want to mention is this. You also have an awkward moment with the physics teacher, because it happens to be the physics teacher is actually dating her, dating Little Bear's mom. And then when Little Bear comes in from sleepwalking, she winds up seeing the physics teacher in her kitchen. The physics teacher, what he does is he instead of confronting her and, hey, look, I'm with your mom or anything like that, what does he do? He winds up running out of the house with his underwear on and takes off into the bushes. And then she also confronts her mother too, saying, hey, look, what's going on here? Well, I've been seeing your teacher and stuff like that. Well, he's in the bushes naked. And I thought that was actually funny. Then the next day they have like an awkward conversation. But back to what I was saying before, I thought that the best friend was really the highlight of this film, with Little Bear on this journey, trying to care for his friend and trying to look out for her. But also too, I feel like this is a film where it's giving Little Bear some closure with her father, of the fact that she found him dead on the floor and she didn't know how to actually cope with it. So I'm thinking the little bit of light, the little bit of spark that's in there is just him illuminating light for her to follow that light to him, to where it illuminates his presence, to where she can have that closure with him, which I think is a very sweet moment in the film. Then also too, I wanted to say this too. I used to sleepwalk as a kid and stuff like that, and I know how scary it is for something like that to happen. And that was also another thing that was on my mind. I didn't make it out the door or anything like that, but Little Bear did. And that's some of the things that I was really afraid for her. I was afraid for her. The camera angles was really good. This movie, it definitely deserves to be in the Holly Shores Film Festival. This is also a film that's actually with subtitles and things like that. So it's in French. And I really liked it. I really enjoy this film for what it is. If you guys haven't checked this out, I recommend that you guys check it out. It's part of the Holly Shores Film Festival. It's about to be nominated probably for an Academy Award. And I just want to say this. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to review these films and to be able to do this for the Holly Shores Film Festival. And I just want to thank the Holly Shores Film Festival for giving me the opportunity to be able to review these films. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have to check these out myself until probably later on after they got nominated or whatever. But it's just a privilege to be able to do this. So I know this is a little bit shorter episode than I normally do, but I'll be back here at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, talking about Dexter, the new episode of Dexter. And that's going to be on our Facebook page, which you guys can actually find in the links below. But anyways, guys, if you want to, go ahead and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, smash that share button, smash that like button as well. Also, too, smash that little bell in the bottom right-hand corner to allow you guys to know when we have something new going on. You guys can also get this episode and many episodes that we do wherever you guys get your major podcasts from. Also, too, you guys can go on ahead if you want to. You guys don't have to, but if you guys want to, go on ahead, donate $5 to $10 over to us at Movie Lovers Unite. How do you do that? Just go to GoFundMe.com/Movie Lovers Podcast, and that's how you can donate $5 to $10 over there. But like I said, simple like, a simple share, especially that subscribe button means so much to us. Also, too, rating us on Good Pods or Apple Podcasts means so much to us. If you don't know what Good Pods is, I'll tell you what Good Pods is. Good Pods is basically social networking for podcasters. So if you're into podcasts, or if you're someone that does have a podcast, go on ahead, check out Good Pods. That's a great place that you guys can go on ahead. You rate individual episodes of our show. Also, too, it gives us a chance to interact with you. Now you can actually comment, and I'll also reply back to your comments. So that's also another thing that I have to recommend about Good Pods. You don't get that with Apple Podcasts. You don't get that within a community. So that's something that I really like. Then, of course, guys, go on ahead and follow me underneath Facebook, Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite over there. Of course, on Instagram and Pinterest as well. Then, of course, guys, go on ahead, follow me underneath Twitter at Movie Lovers Unit. And then, of course, Movie Lovers Unit Zero on TikTok. I do some TikTok videos from time to time. Then, of course, if you'd like to be on my show, all you have to do is just go on ahead and reach out to me at MovieLoversUnite@gmail.com. And that's going to do it for this episode. I hope that everybody enjoyed my review of Little Bear. And always, until next time, it's been real. It's been fun. I can't wait to do this again. And bye-bye.